This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio
Countdown. 7 past the hour now, time for us to have our weekly overview of what's going on in the world of the business, if you will, of News Talk Radio. I'm Doug Steffen. This week we have several Victorias with us. Victoria Jones is here from the D.C. Radio Company to discuss the top 10 stories and the top 10 people, according to the research done by Talkers Magazine. And Victoria Keelan is back with us after having a tough time with bronchitis. She still is having a tough time, but she's A-OK.
Trying to hold it back.
Yes, her mouth is working and her brain is working, so that's A-OK. Let's move in. Let me try to do the story list and the people list. Maybe get distracted a little bit with thoughts. This is one, if I do say so myself, one of the most interesting and varied weeks that I've seen on the countdown for quite a long time. The week of October 29th to November 2nd is in the spotlight. And at number 10, Red Sox winning the World Series. No surprise there. That's a lot of conversation. Hooray for the Red Sox. Boo for the guy who threw a beer can at the coach of the manager. Was it coach or manager? What do we call the coach? Or is
the manager, right?
Manager, yeah, well, there were baseball. Various coaches, but yeah, the manager.
Right. Anyway, it was so the manager who got hit with the can, right?
Yes, it was. Yeah. Yep. Yeah, a can of beer. That's pretty, it pretty much shows you what happens with some of these sports fans. And they just are...
Well, this is also, you know, I always have to, as a New Yorker, I have to say...
Boston.
Like, a little bit of, I mean, Boston fans, let's be honest, they're very confusing people because they set cars on fire when they win.
Win,
and so
yeah.
I'm always confused as to what's going on in Boston.
Yeah, right. Okay, number 9, speaking of Boston, Whitey Bulger gets knocked off when he gets moved to a new penitentiary in West Virginia, and no one has yet... that I have found, gotten an explanation from anybody as to why he was moved in the first place, other than,
you know,
they wanted to bump him off.
I've actually tried to look that up. No explanation.
Yeah. You can't find
exist.
It. Yeah, no, I couldn't. I haven't found it. Number 8, the walkout at Google. Number 7, the Indonesian air crash, the 737. Number 6, financial market activity, increased costs of buying cars and homes. Number 5, the mail bomb case. And that kind of came and went, I think. The killing in
Thankfully.
Yeah, I don't know what's happened this week, huh?
Oh no, I think it's still around in the sense that, you know, we're hearing more about him and the how he plumbed
yeah,
it for
it.
Months.
Yeah. Hmm. So But does the more, see why I don't like to talk about these things, Victoria, is that I think it gives people ideas. I think the story is the story, it's over, and this guy will suffer whatever his fate is, but why do we keep talking about it? You know, more, just, there are so many crazy people in the world, this just gives people ideas. So
I think also leading right up to the midterms, it's a hot button issue, I think, for a lot of people, and the timing of it could not
which
have been
issue?
Worse.
Are you talking about the bombs being mailed themselves, and that's and they're all going
well,
to Democrats?
Well, targeting political figures, yeah. I just think in general, when you know when that comes up and the timing of the midterms,
passions around
are
the
very
passions
heightened.
Around politics are a real indicator of people not having a life. The more people get involved in things that they don't have any, people don't have control over their own lives anymore. They feel that way. So this is something they feel like they can get into and they can get angry about it and they can have some impact. But I think it would probably behoove a lot of people who are very involved in politics to take a look in the mirror. What's going on in your life? Not that you shouldn't be active, have opinions, vote, very important. But to have it become something that runs your life.
Yeah.
Number 4, and that's the case again, I don't really want to talk anymore about the Pittsburgh synagogue killings because it's over. Whatever has happened. The more you focus on this guy, you'll notice that if you listen to my Monday through Friday programs, I never mention the name of these people, ever. I don't want to give them any more notoriety. They shouldn't have any. And they should be quickly dispatched. This is where quick justice, this person who was charged with killing all these people, should be on trial now. The verdict comes in, he should be dispatched in whatever way the public, my rendering of him is to, you know, give him what he gave those people. Shoot him, take him out back and give him the firing.
He's got 44 counts, right, against him?
That's
is
correct.
That
yeah.
what
yeah.
I read earlier this
yeah.
week? But did he also plead not guilty? Is he pleading by insanity or something?
By definition, he is insane. Anybody who pulls a stunt like that
is
insane.
Yeah. No, he's not. Not necessarily. You can be a stone-cold racist and be sane. I think it is an easy out to say that somebody
I think that people who could be, as you described them, be completely sane, I think there's something so antisocial, which leads to insanity, about people who have this anger for the same reason I just said. Some people are angry about politics and political figures, et cetera, et cetera. Who gets that angry in their right mind about people who are of a different color, a different race, or different nationality, or different sex, or whatever it is? I think that those people are crazy. By definition, they're crazy. I don't think they think sanely at all. I would disagree with you. It's okay, Victoria. We can have disagreements.
Okay, we can disagree because we're cool.
Yes, we are. All right, number three, the focus on the birthright issue and whether you should become a citizen just if you're born here. I got an email from somebody after a discussion of this, and they pointed out that they wouldn't be in this country were it not for the fact that it was my friend who's chairman of the city council in my hometown of Framingham. He's Italian. And he said he would not be here were it not for the fact that his parents came here and he was born right after they got here. There's an argument. Who would we be missing if it weren't? But I think what this is aimed at, and I don't know how strident they'll be, the boatloads of people that come over here, what do they call those tours? Pregnancy tours or something? Or birth?
That is a very real thing. Yep, tours. There's a whole Russian population down in Miami. There's Chinese tourists that are doing it. Yeah. It is true. And there something does need to be done about that, I think. But the messaging and the way that, and this is once again everything that kind of comes out of Trump's mouth, it just becomes so divisive instead of actually having a conversation and separating people like your friend and the people who are coming here just to game the system. There's a big difference there.
Well,
and it just never
has
seems
to be
brought up.
Yeah, the nuance of it has to be dealt with. Okay, number one on the list, the midterm elections. Tuesday is voting day. The main message isn't necessarily who's going out to campaign for whom, what the ads say, all that stuff. It's been a great year for radio in terms of political advertising money. All those of you who own local stations or groups of stations, you've done very well because of the political advertising. $1 billion was spent the month before. And now another $1 billion has been spent, supposedly between radio and television and newspapers and online advertising, $4 billion. And this isn't even a presidential election year. This is an off year. As much money is being spent this year for the off season as was spent for the last presidential, which was twice what was spent the presidential election before that. So you can see how much money is flowing into this in an obscene rate.
Yeah. I think the interesting... I was just going to say, I think the interesting thing is how much the early voting trends, especially in states like Texas and Georgia, where they're really reaching people who are 18 to 30. Those voters have done a lot of early voting, way, way outpacing 2014. So I think it's interesting. Maybe the money, like you were saying, Doug, maybe it's working. Maybe it's a social media thing. Mm. There's a lot of celebrities out there talking about midterms now. It's an interesting trend, but it's a great one. one. The more people vote, the better all of us are.
Get out to vote. That's the message here. 16 past talk radio.
Okay.
Yeah, go ahead quickly.
I was going to say,
yeah.
What I think is intriguing is who is not spending the money and who may be the most effective advertiser, and that's President Trump.
Well, that we'll see how what the results are come Tuesday night, Victoria. Interesting observation. Here's another observation about you and your health and your well-being that I want to share with you. We hear a lot of talk about getting the proper nutrition. Doctors say get enough rest, eat the right foods, and then people say, okay, yep, I hear it, Doc, but do you know how expensive it is to buy organic fruits and vegetables? If you buy them in the quantity needed, then you're going to spend a lot of money. Okay, so then there is there's a fix to that. It's called Texas Superfood Complete Organic. Texas Superfoods Complete Organic. It is a capsule of 55 naturally grown, organically grown, raw fruits and vegetables that are prepared and powdered and put into the capsule. So every time you have a couple of these things, you get what your grandma wants you to have. That's 5 or more servings of fruits and veggies a day. You're getting 55. I talked to Dr. Dennis Black this week, who came up with the combination of Texas Superfood. He had one goal in mind, to help himself because he had bad cancer, and he changed the way he ate and basically had a diet of nothing but these 55 raw fruits and vegetables, and it changed his life, got rid of the problem in his body. So if you want to keep your body from having this kind of a problem, or maybe you have a problem and you want to deal with it, eat your organic fruits and vegetables every day by just taking Texas Superfood Complete Organic, which comes to you when you order it with a canister of their probiotics, which are very necessary to have. Whatever it is that's going on with your body, it can only be better if you're using Texas Superfood Complete Organic. I'm very happy to be involved because I want to eat well. I want to feel well. You can too. Go to TexasSuperfood.com/Doug. TexasSuperfood.com/Doug. Order the Texas Superfood Complete Organic. See what else they have. They have a lot of quality nutritional products there. TexasSuperfood.com/Doug to feel better and be better with their Texas Superfood Complete Organic at TexasSuperfood.com/Doug.
And now, a page from the Diary of Flo.
Dear Diary, the ghost is back. This house is protected through Progressive, but that doesn't mean it's not haunted. How else would you explain that radiator-like clanking sound? Or the moon-colored light in the hallway that's gone by morning? Maybe he never bundled home and auto, and he's doomed to suffer an eternity without the savings.
Save an average of 17% on car insurance when you bundle home and auto through Progressive.
What was that wind-like sound? Oh, right, the wind.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Discounts not available in all states or situations.
I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans, America's premier home purchase lender. We've created a new way to protect you from unpredictable interest rates. Our exclusive Rate Shield approval. First, we lock your interest rate for up to 90 days. Then, if rates go up, your rate stays locked. But if rates go down, your rate drops. Either way, you win. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Rate Shield approval only valid on certain 30-year fixed rate loans. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030. Additional conditions or exclusions may apply.
Hey, this is Victoria with the DJV Show. Want to leave a great lasting impression? Studies have proven that a smile is a person's most unforgettable feature. I've got the perfect risk-free solution that will have you on your way to a more confident you. Power Swabs, the world's most advanced teeth whitening system, transforms your smile in as little as 5 minutes. That's right, it's only 5 minutes. After using Power Swabs once, I was instantly amazed by the results, and now there's no going back. I don't think twice about cracking a smile. Power Swabs are super fast and easy to use and hygienist approved. Why give up on your coffee or wine when you can transform your smile in as little as 5 minutes? It's a no-brainer. Get Power Swabs today. This exclusive offer is not available online or in stores. Call now for your Power Swabs. 800-208-1797. Again, that's 800-208-1797. Call now for your Power Swabs today at 800-208-1797.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to FakeTV.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. FakeTV.com.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Back into the focus of what's going on in the world of News Talk Radio, our review of the big stories according to Talkers Magazine. We can find Talkers Radio and Talkers Television, that is Talkers.com. With me is Victoria Jones from the DC Radio Company and Victoria Keelan, who shares the mic with me on the DJV show Monday through Friday. So we went through the list of stories with a few comments. We'll go back to some of the essence of those important things, or the things that we deem as important. Let me go through the people list, though. First, according to Talkers, these are the 10 people most being discussed. David Price at number 10, Whitey Bulger at 9, Hillary Clinton at 8, Paul Ryan at 7, Don Lemon at 6, Cesar Sayoc. Haven't the slightest clue what that's what he's about. Maybe you can.
Yeah, he's one of the names you don't want to mention this
okay.
week.
Okay. Thank you. Robert Bowers, maybe another one of the names I don't want to remember. Andrew Gillum, Ted Cruz, and Beto O'Rourke still making it along with the Trumpster. So let's go back to Hillary Clinton. I saw something about her 2020 aspirations. People are still trying to get her to run. What is she saying? Didn't she say no pretty clearly? She was never running for office again.
She said no. She said she quite liked to be president. It's like, really? Because I don't know of anybody else besides you who would quite like you to be president. I mean, maybe there are some hardcore Hillary fans, but considering that, you know, she didn't win, it was sort of astonishing because most people feel that, really, there are some very interesting, qualified candidates who are thinking of running in 2020.
Would you like to name those, Victoria?
I would love to hear. Yeah, Doug, I'm with you.
Would you like,
as a Democrat, I feel completely
Democrat
uninspired.
Or Republican, who's running that you find interesting, Victoria? Please.
Well, I think Kamala Harris is interesting. But qualified. I'm saying qualified within the Democratic Party for Democratic candidates. She
anybody who's lived in California when she was the she's a horror show. All right, I'm just giving
Cory
you my.
Booker is interesting to Democratic voters.
He
may not be interesting to you, but interesting to Democratic voters.
I understand, but I'm going to tell you my two cents as an abject, objective person. I think she's a horror show. Like I think what's her face from Massachusetts, Pocahontas is a horror show. I think Cory Booker.
A very, very racially tinged thing for you to say, but I think Elizabeth Warren would have great difficulty getting widespread support. I agree with you.
I agree.
Whatever.
But see, that's the thing, and I'm in New Jersey, and I like Cory Booker. There are some things I disagree with because, unfortunately, in New Jersey, Big Pharma is here, and Big Pharma's obviously got a pretty big stronghold on him, which I don't like. Other than that, I don't know. I'm not inspired by him. Let's put it that way.
Well,
I just feel as a Democrat, like, who can we look to? Obama came out of nowhere, so there's that possibility.
The thing about Hillary Clinton is that she ran, and she had a long time to tell everybody why she was running, and she was never able to articulate in a simple, single sentence why she was running. And that never caught on fire with voters. I know she came close to winning, but if you're going to do it again, you've really got to have a slogan that's not drilled down from 85 possibles.
Make America great again. That pretty much did it. Well, but that's what did it. All right, so you got anybody else, Victoria? Just out of here. We're not trying to put you down. We're just giving you. I think Cory Booker is an interesting character, too.
These are just people who pop up to the top of your head when you think.
Who else?
Well, there's always Bernie Sanders, and of course there's Joe Biden.
Like Victoria just said, who is there that's out there that'll come out of nowhere?
And then it's coming out of nowhere. There's the nowhere.
We need some real inspiration.
You do. And I don't think we've seen that yet. And I think it's a little early. And some of these people made fools of themselves during the Kavanaugh hearing. Really did. So I think a lot of Democratic voters are saying, okay, let's wait for Wednesday and start seeing people coming out of nowhere.
28 past.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Let's talk tough. Let's talk comfort. Let's talk about Down Home Value. Made in the USA blue jeans, like you wore as a kid. Remember?
There's a place down in Tennessee where they make blue diamond gusset jeans. They show pride in every stitch. Guarantee you love the way they fit. Put a diamond gusset in the crotch where you need it most. Blue diamond gusset's got it. Others don't.
For good old-fashioned comfort, get diamond gusset jeans. Every stitch guaranteed. And our Defender motorcycle jean comes Kevlar reinforced. See them at GUSSET.com. That's gusset.com. Or call 888-848-7738. That's 888-848-7738. Diamond gusset jeans got it. Others don't.
What if there was a social media network only for the conservative?
What if there was a social media network not only for the conservative right general public, but also a platform for conservative politicians and advertisers?
And what if the social media network was the only free speech network in existence?
There is. It's RightSocial.net.
RightSocial.net, a response to President Donald Trump's direct presidential order.
RightSocial.net, where you have the right to freely speak your mind.
RightSocial.net,
the right place to be.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent. The Pentagon rejects a request from the White House to allow U.S. troops to perform emergency law enforcement tasks along the U.S.-Mexico border. That, according to CNN, quoting two unnamed Defense Department officials familiar with last month's request. Defense officials have repeatedly emphasized that troops at the border are there to support civil authorities and not expected to come into contact with migrants. President Trump on the campaign trail, speaking at a Make America Great Again rally in West Virginia, saying it's clear the GOP is keeping their promise to the American worker.
More Americans today, right now, this hour, are working
than ever before in the history of our country. When we're debating a lefty, how do you lose the debate when they're looking at you and say, well, we're going to look at jobs?
U.S. job growth rebounded sharply in October, and wages recorded their largest annual gain in 9.5 years. This is USA Radio News.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing at 800-605-6995 immediately. That's 800-605-6995. Page Publishing is looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to them and give you their feedback. If they like what they read, they'll get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. They handle everything. Editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, then you need to call Page Publishing and do it immediately. Call 800-605-6995 now for your free author submission kit. Again, for your free author submission kit, call 800-605-6995. That's 800-605-6995. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call. Call Page Publishing at 800-605-6995 for your free author submission kit.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. In an historic event, former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. To secure your spot, text JOIN to 44055. This event is the first of its kind ever. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls in the weeks and months ahead. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars. To join American Cannabis Summit, text JOIN to 44055. Attendance is free. Text JOIN to 44055.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Now 34 past the hour, as you follow us, following what's going on in the world of News Talk Radio. Doug Steffen here with Victoria Jones and Victoria Keevan. Tara Schillen is at the controls in our studio in Washington. We have gone through the lists, the people, the stories. Now perhaps a little more thought into some of the nuance, if that's the right word, some of these things, the migrant caravan, and the fact that the president said that he hoped the troops that are being deployed down to the border will not have to fire on any of the migrants who may come across throwing rocks and things at those who are there. I think along the pathway in Mexico, haven't some of the marchers or the walkers or whatever they are thrown debris at people that were of authority?
They have thrown rocks. There's been some very interesting stuff on social media about the president's remarks where he said that the military would fire on migrants who threw rocks, because former generals have been saying, well, no, they won't actually, because that goes against military code of conduct. They won't fire on them because they cannot. They will have to ignore the commander-in-chief. So that sort of sets up a very interesting juxtaposition. And it's possible that the president will walk back that statement and that he just feels very passionately about this.
Well, is this an election eve stunt as well?
He's firing up his base for sure. Yeah. All the immigration fears and things like that, like they're coming for our borders. And, of course, all that rhetoric, you know, that charges up his base. But I think also, you know, I think it's a scare tactic. He wants it to get out there of like, hey, if you throw rocks, we're going to fire at you. Even though, like Victoria said, that there's, you know, very real ramifications to that. But I think that that's just sort of typical Trump blustering.
Well, it has its impact and it has its effect. And sometimes it works and sometimes it doesn't.
Right.
I call your attention to all of the discussion about the trade issues and how the trade deals that have been settled with Europe, for example, and Canada and Mexico are much more to our favor than was the case before. And it looks like at week's end, there's movement in China to try to now settle all of these issues and come up with some agreement that's good for both sides. That wouldn't have happened. The good side of the Trump bluster is that it has brought us some better circumstances and better deals, at least in the arena that we're talking about here, the business of trade and economic realities that we all have to face. And so,
I think we're a long way out from knowing that fully, though. I think that there's
which.
Well, I think with when you look at farmers with soybeans and things like that, I think we haven't really seen the full effect yet.
Well,
there are a lot of economists that I've been reading about saying that all that trade war stuff is actually just moving us closer to another recession.
Well,
so there's a lot of
we're heading toward another recession anyway, because that's the way the cycle is. If you don't think we're going to have that, we're recession proof forever and ever. The interest rate that the Fed sets is going to more create that than anything else. The trade thing doesn't help because it destabilizes. It may be better in the long run. You make a good point. It may be better in the long run. But in the short run, it destabilizes the markets. It gives the people who have the money and the control the ability to fiddle, and that's what they do. When the market goes down, that's just fiddling time. That's set so that people can take their money out. They put it in Japan overnight, and then they bring it back again. And they buy the stocks back that have lost 10% of their value because they took them out. They sold big, huge.
Right.
These guys, at Goldman Sachs and J.P. Morgan, they own and control millions, jillions of of shares of these big companies, and they just take them all out. That's what sinks the market, and then they put them back in again. It's a game, for God's sakes.
It is. And I think one of the things that, most Americans don't really follow finance that closely. And most Americans, when you look at, when you look at the statistics, most Americans
don't understand the system.
They don't understand it, and most Americans don't even invest in Wall Street. So when people talk about Wall Street, it doesn't really affect. It affects us in a macro sense, but most Americans really don't have a lot invested in Wall Street. But the thing that
they feel the outcome of what happens by what they pay for bread.
Right. Well, they feel the outcome.
We feel it on Main Street.
Yeah.
Right. But the one of the scary things, though, that a lot of people aren't really focused on, I think, is understanding when we have this, when you talk about an economic stimulus and the tax cuts and things like that. The problem is companies didn't take that money that they saved and invested it in the right way. They bought back their own stock. So they're investing more in themselves, and it didn't really have the effect that a lot of people were hoping, like the trickle down. You hear about the old trickle down economics that, doesn't work. And that's the kind of stuff that people
don't
realize.
Statement. There are a lot of people who think trickle-down economics, and they can point to results that does work.
There are a lot of people can counter that, too.
Well, but there's a lot of people on both sides that can. There's always an exception to the rule. The thing that I'm interested or would like to have people focus on with regard to this, you said something, Victoria Jones, very interesting about the cost, or maybe Victoria Keelan, you said it, the cost of soybeans and that sort of thing. So I put my farmer hat on, doing a sort of a blog, a podcast, a program each week on the American Family Farmer, which you can find. I've put a plug in for the American Family Farmer Show.com. Our focus is what's going on with the family farmer. The sale of corn, soybeans, some other commodities really doesn't impact the family farmer. There are some large families that control large acreage in the Midwest, and they sell a lot of this stuff. But the average person, the family farmer, is more focused on things because of the tradition of the family farmer, like dairy, and how dairy has been affected more than any other commodity because of the manipulation by China and by other countries. The Canadians, for example, have screwed over the American family farmer. The big producers, the people that are growing all that soybean, the corn and that sort of thing, they're not really affected. Well, if they are affected, it's a corporation that's affected. It isn't
right,
a farm. It isn't an individual.
Right, but here's what my fear for that is. And you know, Doug, I've gotten into this through your involvement. And so the more I read about things like that, the thing that scares me is when the soybean farmers, and yes, they are the larger, you know, corporate ag kind of companies that are growing these soybeans. But if they can't sell their soybeans, the government is going to go and bail them out and even further ignore the family farmers who desperately need the help. That's really where my fear, when I look at
the farm
into the future,
bill,
that's really what bothers me about it.
Even as much of an in
the bailouts don't actually affect, they don't help the family farmer. They haven't helped them yet.
No, well, that's the problem. The farm bill is the money that's in there, $634 billion, until there's so much noise from the farm organizations. The money, half of it was going to go to these big ag companies, and the farmers said, wait a minute, what the hell are you doing?
Exactly. Yeah. And the further that the soybean farmers fall, that just puts more focus on them and more money goes to helping them out because it's such a huge commodity, but it further distances the help from who really needs it, which is the family farmer. It's creating more and more of a problem, and that's part of the whole trade war thing. That's the negative side that we haven't fully seen yet, but we will be seeing it.
Yeah. All right, Victoria Jones, you got anything to add to that before we chew on something else?
I just think that the American people will figure this out. They notice when prices increase. They also notice when the interest rate on their credit card increases, which is what it is doing. They notice that, and so they notice that is when the recession hits. They know that these things go together. They're smart, and they will figure it all out.
Hmm. I would think next week at this time, a lot of people are going to be talking about this movie, Bohemian Rhapsody, that is coming out. Well, this program is broadcast all through the weekend, so a lot of people are going to see that. I think that'll have quite an interesting social impact on people. A lot of people are interested in that movie. It is 43 past the hour. This, the Talk Radio Review. Doug Steffen here with a reminder about your health and well-being. Man, have I seen that this week up close and personal. I had a damaged finger and I had to have it operated on, and the people in the hospital said, okay, we're going to give you this antibiotic to take care of the danger of that line that's going up your arm getting any further up your arm. And so I took note of that, and actually did take I took it because I knew it was what I needed to do at the moment. Normally I was also given the option of taking a oxycodone. And I said, no, I'm not going to do that, because I don't like what it does to my being. I don't like what antibiotics do to my being. One of the things that I've noticed, if too much information, it's not great for consistency, if you know what I mean. And as soon as that power is over, that's going into my body to clean up the infection, I'm going to go right back on to Life Change Tea. I'm actually drinking a cup right now, but I'm drinking 2 cups of Life Change Tea a day now because I want to make sure the things I'm putting in my body that will, you know, in some ways they're very helpful. The antibiotic, very helpful, but they aren't helpful to your gut and they're not helpful to your system, your excretory system. Let's put it that way. You want to be regular. You want to have things work well. Then you need Life Change Tea in your life. The food is so different today than it was 50 years ago. And when you have things, maladies that come into your life, go to GetTheTea.com, use the discount code DJV, and it'll be shipped to you free. You got to get ready, though. You got to get yourself into it. Drink some every day. And enjoy a better, I think, better, a good feel in your body, which is what you want to enjoy life. Good health. GetTheTea.com for Life Change Tea. Use the code DJV. They will ship it free. Talk Radio Countdown Show and the top 10 stories, according to the research done by the folks at Talkers Magazine. Michael Harrison and his crew have decided that once again, pretty much as normal, what goes on in the world of sports on Sports Talk Radio, big focus, lots of talking about the Red Sox and that sort of thing. Whitey Bulger being killed is at number 9. Number 8, the Google walkout. Number 7, the airplane crash, the Indonesian air crash of the Boeing 737. 6, the markets getting a little unstable. Number 5, still talking about the mail Bomber. I don't mean M-A-L-E. It was using the M-A-I-L. Pittsburgh synagogue killings at number 4. Aftermath of that, the birthright citizenship issue the president brought up this week, number 3, the migrant caravan, number 2, and the midterm elections, as you might imagine. Big story on News Talk Radio this past week.
With your Mayo Clinic Radio Health Minute, I'm Jeff Olson. Faking hiccups is pretty easy. Getting rid of the real ones can be difficult.
It's all an involuntary contraction of the diaphragm followed by a closure of the vocal cords that leads to that characteristic sound.
Gastroenterologist Dr. Mark Larson says most hiccup triggers are associated with temporary bloating of the stomach.
That might be overeating or rapidly eating.
He says gulping down big drinks, especially carbonated ones, can cause hiccups. Even being suddenly excited or scared can cause that repetitive involuntary contraction of the diaphragm.
Most people who experience hiccups will do so for only a very short period of time, usually less than a minute or two. Rarely, hiccups can last for days or even months. That may be a clue that there's an underlying medical condition.
As for halting the hiccups, Dr. Larson suggests simple remedies, such as holding your breath, gargling, or simply sipping on cold water. For more information, talk with your healthcare provider or visit mayoclinic.org.
Has falling asleep become a nightmare for you? Do you dream of getting a full night's rest? Well, thanks to MyPillow, those days are long behind me. Now I'm sleeping like a baby and you can too. Say goodbye to adjusting your pillow all night long because MyPillow does it for you by adjusting to the shape that you want and need. Toss out those flat, worn-out pillows and let MyPillow change the way you sleep forever. They're the one and only solution to your sleepless nights. MyPillows are made right here in the USA with 100% machine washable and dryable cotton. And unlike those other pillows, MyPillow comes with a 10-year warranty. Buy one MyPillow, get the second one free. That's right. When you order one MyPillow, you'll get the second one free. Get two MyPillows for the price of one. Enjoy the world's most comfortable pillow by going to MyPillow.com and use promo code DJV. Remember, promo code DJV. Stop tossing and turning and sleep better with MyPillow. Buy it now at MyPillow.com and remember, promo code DJV.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
On the people's side of what's going on in the world of News Talk Radio for this past week, the last week of October, first week of November, David Price is at the number 10 position, Whitey Bulger in the 9th slot. Hillary Clinton, is she running or not? Number 8, Paul Ryan at 7. Telling the president not to tread on him. Don Lemon, number 6. That's it. I'm not talking anymore about it. Cesar Sayoc, not talking about him either. At 5, or Robert Bowers at 4. Not going to introduce you to what they are all about because I don't think it's worth... I'm not giving him any credibility. Andrew Gillum at number 3. Ted Cruz tied with Beto O'Rourke. That's been something that's been a function of the political season for a while. Number 2, and the President of the United States, Donald Trump, is in the number 1 position. This week, on the People List, thanks to Talkers Magazine with the information that we use on the Talk Radio Review and the Talk Radio Countdown Show. In terms of other things that are prominently being mentioned and how we put the pieces together here on the countdown, looking at the overview that... some people get a better shot of by listening to conversation on the radio. There's the business about that isn't, well, there is sort of a hangout, a hangover from the situation with the Saudis and killing of this guy, what's his face, Khashoggi. Mm-hmm. Apparently, Mike Pompeo has gone to the Saudis and told them that we were going to sanction them. I don't know if you've seen a list of the sanctions, but the Crown Prince apparently called Khashoggi a dangerous Islamic. And then when he went into the embassy, he was pretty much dead when he went through the door. It's hard to keep that kind of stuff quiet. But I found what was interesting is that the Crown Prince called Trump's son-in-law, what's his face, who's married to Ivanka.
Kushner.
Yeah. And told him that he was dangerous.
Pretty tight, I think.
Yeah, well, but apparently, young Trump isn't keeping it to himself, so he must feel that there's something rotten in Denmark there too. So one way or another.
But what is really interesting here is that Trump didn't come out directly and say what MBS, Bin Salman, had told him when Bin Salman told him that privately on the phone, but it obviously went in and has been quite effective because the sanctions are not particularly great. And you know, Trump has made it clear really throughout that he's more interested in maintaining the relationship and the arms deals than anything else, I think.
Whitey Bulger killed by a guy who was a hitman who put a rock in a sock and beat him in his head, knocked his eyes out of his head, just pummeled him.
And he was in a wheelchair. I didn't know that part. Bulger was in a wheelchair.
Yeah, he's sick. That's why nobody knows why in the hell he was moved. 10 before the hour. Thanks, ladies.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course. Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
Hello, this is Dr. Bill Deagle, MD of NutraMedical.com, announcing the breakthrough Red Deer Velvet DR. It delivers the protected building blocks of all organs and tissues, allowing your own stem cells as architects and engineers to regenerate you. Not since fetal life, when aging does not occur, has such an amazing NutraMed been available to help heal you and regenerate you. Anti-aging requires that you correct mineral, activated nutraceutical, and jump the gene defects and poor diet you have to deliver the cellular tools for regeneration. You must remove old damaged cells and replace them with your young healthy cells to wind the biological clock to a younger you. Order your Red Deer Velvet DR now at NutraMedical.com 24/7 or 888-212-8871. That's NutriMedical, N-U-T-R-I, Medical, M-E-D-I-C-A-L.com. Or call our order line, 888-212-8871.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Let's move into the world of technology, shall we? It's Tech Talk time, 53 after the hour, and traditionally at the end of the week, we are able to take a gander or a listen to Victoria Keelan going through the top five items from the world of technology, from five to number one. At five, there's a very interesting reality. I found this to be, frankly, from my perspective, Victoria, the most interesting story of the week, what the partnership between Google and Disney is all about.
Well, it's funny, I did think about you and your grandson, Miles, and this might be something that the two of you could enjoy together. And Google has partnered with Disney to enhance storytime reading with Google Home. So now if you start reading one of Disney's Little Golden Book series out loud, your Google Home device will play music and sound effects along with your storytelling. The cool thing about this is it actually keeps up with where you are in the story. So all you need to say is, hey, Google, let's read along with Disney. Then Google Home uses voice recognition to sense where you are in the story. If you decide to flip ahead or if you go back, sometimes kids want you to repeat a page or whatever, Google Home will actually keep up with that, switch the music and the sound effects around to reflect where you are in the story. It's one of the coolest things that I think tech and storytelling has ever really done. And so the Disney read-along feature with Google Home currently supports Moana, Coco, Jack-Jack Attack, The Three Little Pigs, Alice in Wonderland, Cinderella, Mickey Mouse and His Spaceship, Toy Story 3, Peter Pan and Mickey's Christmas Carol, and that feature is now live on Google Home.
Yeah, sounds cool. Sounds like fun. Number four, this is pretty silly, but yet a lot of people have been talking about it.
Yep, all new emojis come with lots of big headlines, and so the newest round of emojis came out with the iOS 12.1, and of course, lots of new stuff to talk about. There's bizarre disembodied legs for some reason. There's a badger. There's lettuce. There's some new food items, and then there's one that's getting a lot of buzz, which is being called Drunk Face, or Woozy Face is the official name. This is a face with uneven eyes and a wavy mouth, looking like a little drunk emoji. And so lots of people seem to be happy about having the first drunk face emoji to send around to friends and to make fun of other people at bars. But that seems to be the big standout. The last round was the redhead. Now it's woozy face.
Time for us to get a life, folks. Number three, a study on ride-hailing.
Yes, the ride-hailing apps like Lyft and Uber and things like that. There's a new study out that says ride-hailing services mean more cars on the road, and that means 2 to 3% more fatal car crashes. Researchers at the University of Chicago and Rice University together used public national data to compare the number of fatalities before and after Uber and Lyft became available in each city, and their research suggests that fatal car crashes had actually decreased around the country until the ride-hailing services arrived, then the fatalities went up. And, of course, Uber and Lyft, they said there's lots of flaws in the study. They're obviously not happy with this. They say that fewer people are driving drunk because of the availability of Uber and Lyft, which I totally agree with. However, I guess that there have been some other incidents where Uber and Lyft drivers have gotten into accidents with pedestrians, and I guess that's where this research has come up. It's called The Cost of Convenience. It's a much larger paper. A lot of people are looking into it throughout the week, but I still think Uber and Lyft have probably done more of a good service than not.
All right, number two, a focus on Twitter and what they're doing to maybe enhance their value. Victoria, that may be fair.
I think it's enhancing their credibility for sure. Twitter has updated a portion of their reporting process, specifically when you report a tweet that you think might be coming from a bot or a fake account that's masquerading as a living person. So now when you actually tap on the It's Suspicious or Spam option under the report menu, you can now specify why you think that the account is related to a bot or that the account that's tweeting is fake. There are ways to identify this. If you watch an account, if you see that they don't interact with anyone but keep putting out a lot of volume, most likely that's a bot. So Twitter has actually already removed 70 million accounts in May and June alone of this year for violating spam policies and for being a bot. So this is going to continue, but at least it's nice that people feel like they can contribute more now and have a little more control.
Number one.
Well, the midterm election's coming up November 6th, and so Amazon's Alexa has now partnered with several different sites, Ballotpedia being one of them. That's a nonprofit, nonpartisan digital encyclopedia, and they will be giving you all kinds of voter registration information, polling information, real-time election results. People are really obviously closely watching the midterm elections this year, and so all you need to do with any of your Echo devices is say, hey, Alexa, who won the state governor race? How many seats does such and such party have? And Alexa has a war room set up just for the midterms.
How swell is that? Or is it? Don't forget, voting is important. Next Tuesday, you have a right and an obligation to do it, so do it. 59 past the hour.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Stefan Multimedia, produced by Bob K. Sound and Recording.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. Readytoeatbacon.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.